The sugi of Seif Zman Kriyashma, Dalet Amid Beis and Test, Ches Amid Beis Test. We saw in the Mishnah says, Name is Akarnas Hashma Varavin, Mishosh Akarnas Kahani Machnosan Lechu Bichumasan Al Seif Hashmur Yishenu, Dibri Belezer, Mechachom Emoy Bimar Chatzuiz. Gemli Aloy Mar Ada Aloyis HaShachar. The Gemara declares, that which the Chachom say Ad Chatzuiz, says the Gemara in the Avdalei, Chachom in Kaman Svir Luhu. Ikrim Eliezer Svir Luhu, Leim Krim Eliezer. Ikrim Gamliel Svir Luhu, Leim Krim Gamliel. And for the Gemara, Leim Krim Gamliel Svir Luhu, Vada Kamar and Chatzuiz, Leil Harkik Asadim in Avir. They really hold the Krim Gamliel that Vishach Bacha is Kozman Shchiva, which is until Aloyis HaShachar. So why did they say Til Chatzuiz? Kedei Leharkik Asadim in Avir. Kedesanyo, Chacham Moses Yom Kedevreim, Kedei Shli Yehodomar, Nesod of Erev, Emer, Eilach Lebeisi, Vaoichol Kimo, Reshle Kimo, Vishan Kimo, Vaachar Kachar Kriyishma Vespalo, Vechatwase Shino, Vinim Tzayoshin Kol Alaylo. We're scared that a person is going to come home, say, I want to eat a little bit, drink a little bit, sleep a little bit. Next thing you know, as he wakes up, it's the morning. Therefore, Aval Adam Bamin Asada, Vaerev Nichas, Abis Aknesses, and Rogalik Riz Kerev, and Rogalish Nishirin, and Kriyishma Vespalo, and Kapitum of Arach. And Chola Oiver, Aldebri Chacham, and Chayv Miso. Rather, instead of going home, you should rather go to shul, learn a little bit, daven, and then you go home and eat. Now, l'chor, there is kam v'kam advarim, atunim bir in this gemara. First of all, the etzem shaila is very shver. What's the gemara asking? Chacham v'kaman tzvir lehu. The Mishnah says, chacham v'kaman tzvir lehu. Lo mamru ar chatzayis kidei l'harchik yisadu min aviru. And Besser Meg Belil said it in Daf Tesam et Aleph, he said the same thing. Though his sons came and said to him, what's going on over here? Yochad Ram Malach Grab the Chomer Chirlik on you, and Yochad Ram Malach Grabim, or the Rabban Holik you. This is Rabban and Kavas Israel, who Vaid the Kamer Ad Chatzis, Lil Hakkal, the Minavir. Mefurish, Dvarim Yetim Pirum Gamaliel, that the Chom Holik you? If so, what was the Gemara Shaila Chacham and Kaman Svir Lahu? The second horror is that Rashi says, Ikirubi Lezer Svir Lay, so Lame Kirubi Lezer, Domer Tseif Hashmur Aishaino, the Vadikol Shadai Talishin Kvar Shoch of Yoshin. Rashi says, if he holds it like Rabbi Eliezer, then why did they say Ad Chatzos? He should have said Ad Seif HaShmur Yishreino. Why? Because everybody is going to sleep. Already went to sleep by that time. The Shaila is, maybe that goof is where the Rabbanan are chilek. The Rabbanan hold that Uveshach B'chol means Tchila Zman Shchiva, not like Rabbi Gamliel, like Rabbi Eliezer. But he's chilek and he holds that Tchila Zman Shchiva is not Dafka Ad Seif HaShmur Yishreino. Tchila Zman Shchiva is Ad Chatzos. And not only that, Rashi Alain says that. Rashi says on Daf Tes, he says, "Good, but that was the Chachamim, the Bon of Shrog Gamliel, that was the Suffolk. Do the Chachamim, are the Chachamim Chalik on you, and they hold the Kribbeli Ezer?" Says Rashi, "Kalimra mi pligi rabbanan alecho, do da amri ad chatzais dafko kamri, zoi mashmu vishach kozman shchiva. Ala kozman shederech v'nei odom nisasik leilich v'dishkov." Really, maybe the Chachamim are Chalik on you, Rabbi Gamliel, and they hold the Kribbeli Ezer. That Uveshach B'chol doesn't mean Kozman Shchiva, means Kozman She Odom Derech B'nei Odom Lis'asik Leilich V'lishkov. People are getting ready to go to sleep. So Uvos Geta Machlekes, how come Rebbe Eliezer says Ad HaSeif HaShmur Yishreino L'chom Se'ad Chatzos? Umi Wabapli, Rebbe Eliezer, Dilu Rebbe Eliezer Tzvir Lei Zman Esik Shchiva Inei Lad HaShmur Yishreino L'Rabban Ad HaChatzos. The Machlekes is, until when is considered Esik Zman Shchiva? Rebbe Eliezer holds until Se'ad HaShmur Yishreino L'chom Ad HaChatzos. So, what was the Gemara Shiloh? The Gemara asked, if they hold the Kribbeli Yezer, they should take the Kribbeli Yezer. No, they hold the Kribbeli Yezer. Uveshach B'chol doesn't mean Kol Zman Shchiva, means Derech B'nei Adam Lis'asik Leilich Lishkov, but they hold that, still Chatzos. Rashi Elain says that later on. Mitzad Sheni, if Rashi is going to say like later on, L'chor Itza Machlokes Metzias. When do people go to sleep? People go to sleep, Dafka Tzeif HaShmur Yishreino, when do they go to sleep? It's Chatzos. Also, what does it say? Chacham Kribgamliel Svir Lehu, Lehu Kribgamliel Svir Lehu, Vada Kamran Chatzes, Kide Laharkis to Adam in Aviro. Kidisani Chacham Asu Siyog Lidivreim. The Chacham made a Siyog Lidivreim for their, what does Lidivreim mean? For their own words. The Chor of the Pashas is that Siyog is that they shouldn't be Irvan Kriyashma. Kriyashma is the Raisa of Pashas. Behelim, what we said with Dasa Binusam. The Pashas Kriyashma is the Raisa. What does it mean? Chacham Asu Siyog Lidivreim. It's Mashma they made a Siyog for Adirabana, not for the Daraisa. Additionally, Lachera, the Gemara brings a raya. How do we know that the Chum made a siyog to the Devarim? Kedesanyo. חכם עושה סייל כדברים, כדי שלא יהיה אדם בא מנצד בערב, ואומר אילך לבייס, ואילך הוקימו ויש לקימו, ונמצא ישן כל הלילה. It doesn't mention here anything about חצייס at all. We're trying to figure out what the חכם hold. The חכם hold, like Rav Gamliel, just they were marking out חצייס. And we bring a raya, כי זה סעני, הברייסו, that doesn't talk about חצייס בכלל. It talks about a totally different דקונו. The דקונו was, you shouldn't eat beforehand, because if you eat beforehand, then you might end up sleeping the entire night. But where is it mentioned bechlal that we have a raya from here? We have a raya from this brayso that the chachamim made a siyog to chatzis. So the truth is, you could say these last two hours, you could say chodim uteretzes bechavrito. Then in a chanami, there's two takanas over here. That's the chachamim also chizikli divrayim. There's the original takana. Don't pass by chatzis. Don't without saying be oylam loyavar lai chatzis. Bli kriyishma. You shouldn't be over. You shouldn't wait till after chatzis to lay in kriyishma. That's the takanas of chomim, because me the raisa we passen that it's out of leisa shachar. Chomer mesakin dafkan chatzis. Then the chachamim made another gzeir and they said that also chizuk divrayim. They made another takana. They said kidei that you shouldn't be over on the first takana of pas chatzis. That right away gleich after tzeitzik chomim you should say kriyishma. And that's also chizuk divrayim. And that's why we brought a raya over here. The raya over here is that we see that they made another takana that you shouldn't be over lidivrayim. They shouldn't be over on the first account of Chatzos and Chanami. The only shaila is, Tarti, first of all, L'chor is Gzeir L'Gzeir. We never go to Gzeir L'Gzeir. And I feel Utema that it's a case that we could be Gzeir L'Gzeir L'Gzeir. Just a Maramokim, a Chosher Maramokim. When do we say Gzeir L'Gzeir and when do we not say Gzeir L'Gzeir? The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis in the beginning of Perek Bama Tremnim. He's Masber. He says, when do we not say Gzeir L'Gzeir? He says, when Chazal made a takana, and they see, they come back a year later, and they see everybody's being mazals in the takana. You know what? We're going to make another takana, so they shouldn't be mazals in the first takana. That is gzeir l'gzeir. You don't do that. You're making a takana specifically that they shouldn't be over in the first gzeir. However, when Chazal made a takana, and they saw right away, they saw that if they don't make another takana, then there's not going to be a kiyum to the first takana. Eloi ho, leikai miho. Then that's not gzeir l'gzeir. Kula Chodek Zero, that's what we call Kula Chodek Zero. Even though it's two different Gzeris, but Vazim is Kula Chodek Zero, they shouldn't be over on the Daraiso of passing the Leisa Shachar. Don't even eat at the beginning because then you may come be over in Chatzos and sleep the entire night and miss the Leisa Shachar. They could say, Afilo Kula Chodek Zero. The problem is, what do I need it for? Once I have the second Chelek of the Gzero, then what do I need the first Chelek B'chol? Once you told me that don't go home and eat a little bit and drink a little bit and sleep a little bit, right away go to the Shul and Davin. And lame kriyishma, then I don't need the second zero of chatzos. Once I have the first zero, b'chol masayim on, what do we need the second zero for? So if you look at the Karen Ura, the very first shtickle in Karen Ura on the Perek, Beis Amad Aleph, he says, L'churro, there's a riot to Rabbeinu Yehuda. Rabbeinu Yehuda holds that the machlokes between Gamliel and Chachamim is not just b'negia to l'chatchila should you lay it before chatzos, rather b'negia to b'diavad. According to Rav Gamliel, b'diavad after chatzos, you're allowed to lay in kriyishma. According to Rav Chama, no, b'diavad after chatzos, you're not allowed in kriyishma. He says, because if it was only b'negeta lechatzchila to have machlokes, so my iri ad chatzos. So why did the Chachamim say ad chatzos? L'chora, if the whole din, the whole siyog of the Chachamim is handling only lechatzchila, there's a much earlier lechatzchila. There's a lechatzchila of lo yelech lebeisa, if yirem arichol kima vesh nekimo. Elamai, if it says, in the Mishnah, the Chachamim said Ad Chatzos, it's not referring to the Lechatchila, it must be a B'dievid. Because if it's Lechatchila, there's much earlier Zman. Vaisais, Rabbeinu Yehuda has arrived from here, Achokha from here, that there's really two Gezeras. There's one Gezera, Adin Lechatchila. The first thing is, don't go home. You come back from work, don't go home and kick your feet up on the recliner. Go to Shul, Lein Kriyashma, go Davin, then come home. That's all Lechatchila. B'dievid, when do you have until? If you didn't do what Chazal told you to do, when do you have until? The Chachamim say, Ad Chatzos. That's B'diavad. L'chor, it's a raya to Shitas Rabbeinu Yehuda, then in a Chanami, according to this Gemara, is Mavur, that there's two takanas. L'chor, the two takanas are two different takanas. There's a takana lechatchila, and there's a takana B'diavad. Lechatchila, right away. B'diavad, it should be before Chatzos. You can clear, now that there's two different takanas, when it says, V'chol ha'ivar adiv v'chachamim chayiv miso, which one is it referring to? It's referring to the after Chatzos? Or is he referring to not eating first? If a person eats first, and then he relays kriyishma right afterwards, chayiv misa or not chayiv misa? The truth is, if you look at the Taz, in Reish Lamed Hei, we'll see in Reish Hashem this week, Taz, Reish Lamed Hei, of Kalten Beis, he says, even if the person lays before Shema, before Chatzos, he was already chayiv misa. Yotzi Yudei Chayvotzai. When he gets up to Shemayim, we'll have two checks. We'll have a check in the next, maybe. In the Chanami, Chayv Misa, but the Maisi is Yotzi Yudei Chayvotzai. But in the Chanami, it was already over Al Divrei Chacham, is already Chayv Misa. As the exact Taz. Bechura, from here we have a riot to Rabbeinu Yoino. However, near the Yesh Lidchis, that's Lam Dachka Raya. Why? Because we saw the Rajba, or at least the Rosh we saw in Simen Tes, the Rajba says like the Rosh, the Rajba on Daf Tes says like the Rosh in Simen Tes, which is also on Daf Tes, who says Lehedya, that the Machlech is in the Chalchomim Rugam Liyol is only going to get to Lechat Chila. That which it says in the Gemara, Shlo Yomer, Oichol Kimo, Veshle Kimo, Ishan Kimo, that's only referring to specifically the things that the Gemara says. Dafka Chilosh, the Enshina, that are Mu'adim and Alulim for Pshia, that they're Gerim Shia, that he's going to miss the entire night, that's where Chazal were Gezer. Achila, Shtio, Shino. However, everything else, if a person just wants to sit around, he wants to be Oisik B'malachtoi, then he has no chiv to read Shema right away. Maybe he's reading Magdim L'Mitzvahs as an Indian too, we'll see. But as the Takon of Chazal, there's no Indian, even according to the Chacham, to lay it right away. As long as you do it before Chatzais, that's okay. Quite the finance for Chatzais, that's fine. According to Gulio, in the Chanami, you're allowed to wait lechatchila until Alayis HaShachar, says the Rajbo, says the Rosh. So Kumtois, that even if you hold that the Machlek is only benegea to lechatchila, it's not benegea to be the Eved, there's still two takanas. There's one takana benegea to achila, shtia, and shino, that's right away. You want to eat, the first thing you have to do before eating, in the Chanami, that's the takanas Chazal, don't eat before you go ahead and you say Kriya Shema. You don't want to eat. You're busy with something else, and you're not interested in eating. In a chanami, then there's no problem. In a chatchila, you're allowed to wait till chatzais according to the chachamim, and till alayis hashachar according to Rav Gamliel. Kum taisen in a chanami. Even according to Shar Shitas, there's two takonais. That which it says al chatzais, you want to know why to say al chatzais? Al tle chatchila, we should have said something else. No, the chatchila is only going to get the chidash liyav v'shino. It's not going to get the samazoi. The Chazal said al chatzais in the Mishnah was to tell you that no matter what you're doing, even if you're not eating, you're not drinking, you're not sleeping, still you shouldn't pass by Chatzais. Heard the Zoraya too, Rabbeinu Yonah from this. But come to us that the two Gzeiras are really two different Gzeiras. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, they're two very similar Gzeiras. Just one's Lechatzchi and one's B'dievet. Don't eat, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, don't eat, drink, sleep, or do anything else. Right away, like Kriya Shema. But that's all B'negeit Lechatzchi. B'dievet, you have until Chatzais. Skumtais, the two gezeiras are very similar to each other. And that's the kiddusanya. Like we find that Chazal, we're going to get to Kriya Shema, also Chazal Gedevrem. However, according to the Rajba, the Chur, two different gezeiras. One's going to get to Achil Vishdiyo, and one's going to get to Samazoy. So, even if you're not doing Achil Vishdiyo, so how can you bring a raya from one to the next? One is talking about you can bring a raya that if you're not doing something which is Gurim Shia, that there's also a gezeira. How do you know that there's such a gezeira? Maybe it's only if you're doing something which is Gurim Shia, that's Chazal or Gezer. Don't eat, don't drink, don't sleep. But if you're not doing that, you can wait till Alayis HaShachar. What's the right? Kiddusanya, Asher Chomos, Chizuk Devrem. We found that when you get Achil Vishdiyo Shina, they were Gezer. Not when you get anything else. Says the Reish Yosef, says the Prima Chadam Reish Yosef, he says, Vaisleit and Erechanami, it's only a Raya. It's a Raya the same way that we found that Chazal were Gezer when you get to this. So Mitzavar, that Chazal were also Gezer, even in a case where it's not Achil Vishdiyo Shina. It's not the same thing, it's a Raya, it's not the same Gezer Mamish. It's Ke'en Shematzinu. That Chazal were Gezer, that you should lechatzila lein Kriya Shema right away. If you want to eat, so to Mestaber, even if you're not eating, Chazal were going to be Gezer that you shouldn't pass by. We were so worried about Kriya Shema, Mestaber Chazal were worried that you shouldn't pass by Alayis, and there were Gezer even on Chatzay. That's two Mahalachim in the Gemara. But the truth is that the Chur, there's another Mahalach also. If you look at the Nachas Dava, the Nachas Dava says there was no two Takanas. When it says Shleyimer Adam Oichol Kima Veeshte Kima Veishen Kima, that's not coming to say that Chazal asked. That's coming to say what Chazal were worried about. Chazal were worried that if a person's going to go home, he's going to go ahead and eat and drink and sleep, and then he's going to pass by Chatzais. The Meila Chazal said, make sure don't pass by Chatzais. But in the Chanami, the Gzeira, there was only one Gzeira over here. The Gzeira was, don't pass by Chatzais, and the Kiddusanya, and we see that there is such a chashash. What's a chashash? I, Lamais, you have 6 hours to chatzais. You have so many hours till the end of the Zman Kriya Shema. The chashash is that if you're going to come home and you're going to eat a little bit, you're going to drink a little bit, you're going to sleep a little bit, the next thing you know, you're going to wake up the next morning. B'meila chazal were gezer ar chatzais. Lefi this, lechero, it's maturit a starker kashu, and that is what's the pshat of the chachamim? Why were the chachamim geizer? Why were the chachamim bechlal geizer? Ad chatzis. We find during Gamliel. Be'etzem during Gamliel, lachar is mashma that he holds that achilas kachim they were geizer. We don't find that he's chelik when he gets achilas kachim. When he gets the kriyashma, he was chelik, and he says you have it alayis hashachar. In fact, Achrein, in fact, Kivege, what's the difference? How come, what happens when he gets Achilas Kachim? He's Moide, and when he gets the Kriyashma, he's not Moide. Says of Kivege, there's a big difference between the two. Achilas Kachim, if you pass by, first of all, there's a mitzvah to eat Kachim. But aside from that, if you're going to pass by and you're going to give me Mevatel the mitzvah, and you're going to eat Kachim after Aleis HaShachar, Chas V'Chalilo, then besides being over and alive, it's also an Isser Karis. The Mela Chazal said, Isser Karis and alive, hold on. Only on the Chatzis. Don't take it to the end of this man. You don't play with fire. Memela ad chatzis. However, when it gets to kriyishma, it's a bitul mitzvah kriyishma. What are we worried about? That if you wait till aleis hashachar, maybe you're really going to pass by aleis hashachar, and you're not going to be able to learn kriyishma. So you're mevatel the mitzvah saseh of kriyishma. So what do we do? Since we're worried to get mevatel mitzvah saseh of kriyishma, we'll make it even harder for you to be mekayim the mitzvah. We'll take off another 6 hours. You thought it was hard enough until now. We'll make it even harder. We'll take off the first 6 hours. What are you gaining? What's the milo? What did you gain by answering Klal Yisrael from learning Kriya Shema after Chatzis? Why did they make the Zman lechatzchil? The Pasha, that's where Gamliel holds. Gamliel says, no, in Echanami, there's no time for the Takana. From here, the Memela, the Gemara says, I'll tell you what the reason of the Takana is. The reason of the Takana is, today that since there was the Chshash, if a person knows, I have till Aleis HaShachar, he comes home at 6 o'clock in the afternoon. Yes, till 6 o'clock in the morning. I have 12 hours. 12 hours, Oichol Kimo, Eshte Kimo, Ishin Kimo. I got plenty of time. I'm not sleeping for a bagel. No chance I'm going to pass by. Next thing he wakes up in the morning at 7:15. Farfal, you missed the entire thing. But Mela Chazal said, don't take a chance. You only have till 12 o'clock. That's it. I only have till 12 o'clock. I'm not going to take a chance. I'm not going to say Oichol Kimo, Eshte Kimo, Ishin Kimo. Because if I do, then maybe I'm going to miss it. But Mela, it was a deterrent. It was Chazal's deterrent. It was the club. It works as a deterrent. We're making a takana until Chatzis today that you shouldn't go ahead and say Oichol Kimo Veshta Kimo. But in Islam, there's no iser of Oichol Kimo Veshta Kimo. Zichr, if a person lays before Chatzis according to that, even if he ate beforehand, then there's no Chayiv Misa. And the truth is, if you look at Kama Rishonim, they say that at first. You look at the Ritva of the Ra, they say in Islam, there's no Oichol Kimo Veshta Kimo Chayiv Misa according to this. Is dafka if it's after Chatzis. Before Chatzis, even if the guy ate, there wasn't even a takana. Ken's not even in the Rajba, we could say that. We'll leave that for now. That it's only after Chatzis. It's meduik like this, l'chorro, midas Tesis. The Tesis learned this way. Why? Tesis says, Shiloh yoyim ra'adah omechol kima, elah nechlas abeis ha-medrish, im ragu lishna yishenim, ragu likris kreir, ragu lishna yishenim, v'kari kriyashma yispalol, v'oichol pitoyim avarich. Kare Kriyishma Mispalel, and only enough them, Vaichal Pidah Mavarich. Says Taitzvis, the Kare Kriyishma Mispalel, Mikan Mashma Shemisho Shegiyazman Kriyishma Shalaylo, Shein Lelechol Suda, Chikre Kriyishma Mispalel. From the fact that it says Kare Kriyishma Mispalel, Vaichal Pidah, by Taitzvis, that's the order of events. You're first supposed to be Kare Kriyishma Mispalel, and then Vaichal Pidah. Mikan Mashma, says Taitzvis. Vutamua. What do you mean Mikan Mashma? The Gemara says beforehand, a few lines beforehand. The Gemara says, Shalo Yaymer, Oichol Kima Veshta Kima Vishin Kima. It says Meforish, you're not allowed to. What do you think? Mikan Mashma. You're Madaik from the order of events. It says Meforish, right? That's three lines beforehand. Then a person shouldn't say, Oichol Kima. As they affect that's very Israel in the Mishnayos. What's going on over here? The Maitre Kech. Many other praying to Master's Kasha. The Fila Nachas David in Echram, it's matures. If you understand the way that the Nachas David understood, that was never an Isser. There is no Isser to eat beforehand. We're scared you're going to do that, but Mele Chazal said, you can only lay in Kriyash Matel Chatzayis. Kedena, you shouldn't come to do that. But not that it's Usser to do that, Be'etzem. There was never a Takana that it's Usser to do that. Where do we see that it's Usser? It's Mashma from then. The Kari Kriyash Ma, Mispal, Vaichol Pita, is Mashma. You shouldn't be Gavei Asuda. L'chor, that would be the Mashmois of Tesis. The Tesis take a little look at this Nachas David. Nachas David actually wants to be Medaikin in Rashi. It's not 100%, Ayin Shom. He says the Kalachar Yad. L'chor, that Rashi learns this way also. Mishum Ayin Shina Hatzekvot Elav Adiv Chachamim. I'll leave it for now. Ayin Shom. Well, L'chor would come out, let's see this, that Rashi and Tesis, if they take a learn this way, L'chor, it's Meduik very, very well in Tesis, the whole Apachas is Pshat, that there was no two Takanas, there was only one Takana. And the Gemara was bringing a raya, what's the purpose of the takano? Me'ilafidus, it's maturus, the first question that we asked. What was the Gemara shayla? We asked, what was the Gemara shayla? What was the Gemara asking? E, Kirbi Lezer, name of Kirbi Lezer, Kirbi Galil, name of Kirbi Galil. What do you mean? It says before in the Mishnah. Kirbi Galil said it later on. The Torah says, Afilim no niach. First of all, it wasn't the Chacham that said it, it was the Gemalil that said it. The Gemalil said it, but that's the Chacham. But Afilim no niach, the Gemalil was saying that that's the Pshan of the Chacham, that's the Chacham hold. What would be the Pshan of the Chacham? How could it be the Pshan of the Chacham? It doesn't make any sense. Name of Kirbi Galil, E, Kirbi Galil wasn't so much, it was more of a rhetorical question. It was more of, how could it be that they hold the Kirbi Galil? If they hold the Kirbi Galil there, so then Saka Shver, we'll see, why is that Shver? Like we said before. But if they hold the Kirbi Galil, it can't be that they hold the Kirbi Galil. It can't be like Kirbi Galil said, because if it was, there would be no Siva for the Zarkana. It doesn't make sense. The same way that Kirbi Galil holds, if they held like Kirbi Galil, that it's not Alei Zashachar, then it can't be they would have made a Zarkana. The Zarkana just ruins everything. It makes it much harder. That's why Kirbi Galil holds the Zarkana when it gets the Chilis Kachim, doesn't hold the Menachai Yitzhi Kriyashma. What's the difference? The Rabbanan holds it that way. And for the Gemara, no. They made a takana. What's the reason? It's the Archoka Kidisanya that we find that we're choishish that a person is going to go and eat and drink and pass by Chatzais. But Mele Chazal made a deterrent and they said you only have till Chatzais. It was passed by Elisha Shachar and they made a deterrent, you only have till Chatzais. Once that's the case, but Mele, a person is not going to take the chance. He's not going to eat, he's not going to drink. Right away, he'll be Nechna to Beis HaMedrash. It's the sequence of events is what will happen if we make the takana. That's Dafka Lachur Badas Rashi, Badas Tesis, maybe Rashi. In the other Rishonim, the Rosh, Rabbeinu Yerin, and the Rashba, it's before that there was two Takanas over here. There was two Takanas, one Takana. Benegea to right away, Achila Shdi Vashina, and one Takana Benegea to Chatzes. Now Lachur, if you look at the Rashba brings a Raya on Daf Tes, not like Rabbeinu Yerin. Lefi both of them, there's two Takanas. The question is, what was the second Takana? Was the second Takana Lefi Chachamim? Lechatchila, or even b'diavad. Says the Rashba, we have a raya. Many of the Olam ask this from the Gemara on Daf Tes. The Gemara on Daf Tes says, the sons of Rav Gamliel came to Rav Gamliel, and they said to him, we were by a chasano. We came back late, and we want to know, can we lay in Kriya Shema? So he said, Imlar lalu v'nashachar chayvin to likris. In fact, the Gemara, what's going on over here? They knew what their father held, and they didn't know what their father held. Says the Gemara, Zichar, they knew what their father held. However, they had a suffix. Do we say, is it that the Chachamim hold like Rabbi Eliezer and Yachav Rav Allah Chagrav, and therefore we can't do like you? Or the Beth and the Chachamim hold like you, and therefore we're allowed to lay in Kriya Shema still. So he says, Rabbanan Kavas Yisraelu, Vay the Chachamim Yachav Tzeis, Kizah Arach Yisrael Demin Avir. Now, if you hold like Rabbeinu Yerino, Nebidi Eved after Chatzeis, you're not allowed to lead according to the Chachamim. So what did Gamliel say? Gamliel said, Kavas Yisraelu, the Rabbanan hold like me? No, they don't. They hold, they made a zero, then after Chatzis, you're not a lenient. You want to know now, you came back after the Chasana, can you lenient or you cannot lenient? According to the Chachamim, you can, then according to me, you could. What's going on over here? They hold like me? No, they don't hold like you. Of course they don't hold like you. They hold, according to Rabbanan Yerin, they hold that after Chatzis, you're not a lenient Kriya Shema anymore. L'chara Arayim Muchachas, not like Rabbanan Yerin. The problem is the Mufurish Gemara. How did Rabbanan Yerin get out of it? So the truth is, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Oy Dilma Kavasach Sevir Lehu. They asked their father, maybe they're abundant hold like you. Really, they hold v'shachacha means kol zman shchiva. Why do they say arachatzois? To be mazar is a person that they should not wait till afterwards. However, if there was an oinus before chatzois, then you still could be yetzer. What does it mean there was an oinus before chatzois? If you hold like the Rashba and you hold like the Rush, then the halacha is only lechatchila. You're supposed to lay before chatzis. Afterwards, let's say the guy was poshe. He sat there waiting. He's looking at his watch. 11:23. I'm just going to wait another 5 minutes till I pass by chatzis. Albeit despite chatzis, despite chazal, he can lay in Kriya Shema. Yeah, he's not a nice person, but he's not laying Kriya Shema. Yotzi dechay valsay. The whole thing is only the Chachila, according to the Rashi, according to the Rosh. What's Rashi saying? Hecha de isnis, when it was an oinis, according to the Chachamim, then you're allowed to lay in Kriya Shema afterwards. Mashma, since the Chachamim, the Bon of Shom and Gamaliel were by a chasana, and they were oinsim, so Mamila, they're allowed to lay in Kriya Shema. And if they weren't oinsim, then they wouldn't be allowed to lay in Kriya Shema, according to the Rabbanan. They still would be allowed to. Even so, the whole thing is only the Chachila. L'chor mafurish in Rashi, the Rashi holds like Rabbeinu Yonah. That in a Chanami, the Chachila, you're talking about b'di'evet. That a person passed by Kriya Shema, passed by Chatzos without learning Kriya Shema, If it was b'pshia, if it was b'mezid, ken zan even b'shegig, that would be the mashmois. Then in a chanami, he's not learning krishma. Heicha de isnes, a person is an oynes. Then in a chanami, if when he's an oynes, leivkiyah rabbanu. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? The chazal were mafkiyah the mitzvah b'shev al tase. That as a siyog, that only passes kol kama that he wasn't an oynes. If he was an oynes, why would he be mafkiyah the mitzvah? So you could say he just did it across the board. But it's mistaver to say that if the person was an oynes, rachmana patri, zirka the chachomim, memele, wouldn't it be mafkiyah the mitzvah? Be'etzem, the chachomim are maskim that uveshapcha his entire night, then kol kama that the person was an oynes, they wouldn't be mafkiyah the mitzvah. Kumtes, even according to the chachomim, if the person was an oynes, even according to Rabbeinu Yoina, if the person was an oynes, then you're allowed to learn kriyashma if you after chassid. I mean, it's not a raya. Rabbanan kavasi svirlu, and they hold that, b'mokam oynes, you're allowed to learn at alayza shachar. L'chero, this nekuda is really what bothered the Rambam. The Rambam says paskins like the Chachamim bepashtes. The Rambam says in Ilchos Kriyashma Aleph Tes, Ezu Zman Kriyashma Balaylo, Mitzvasa Beshas Yitzias HaKichovim Archatzi Alaylo. From Tes HaKichovim Archatzi Alaylo until Chatzos. Vim Ovar V'Icher V'Korach Le'Olo Munashachar Yotzi Dechavosei Shleyomer Archatzos Alachich Min Apshio. Says the Rambam, when is Zman Kriyashma? From Tzeisik HaKovim until Chatzis. If you pass by Chatzis, B'diyavid Yotzo, Yidech HaVosoi, Shloyomer HaChatzis Elohachis Adamin HaPshiyo. That L'Churo is exactly the Shitas HaKovim. The Chatzkin HaChatzis, B'diyavid, afterwards you get to, like the Rush learn, like the Rajman learn, not like Rabbeinu Yoina. That would be the Mashmois L'Churo of the Rambam. The problem is that we also saw the Gemara of Chesam Rebeis. I hope we saw the Gemara of Chesam Rebeis. That says, Amr V'Yudah Mashmol, Halakha Kirim Gamaliel. Nevarim Furashim Yetzim Yipi HaGemara. The Gemara of Paskin is like Rav Gamaliel. How could the Chum, how does the Rambam, what does the Rambam do with the Gemara? And there's always two shadows, right? Mekabel from Rav Asher. There's always two shadows in the Shver Rambam. First of all, what's shadow in the Rambam? And second of all, what does he do with the Gemara? It says, fuck here. So, what's going on over here? The Gemara says, Mefurish is not that way. Not only that, the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis, Paskin is like Rav Gamaliel. Well, look, like Rav Gamaliel. Not like he passed in the Yad HaChazaka. So L'chura, you could say B'pashtus that we really only have a machlekes of Shtayim Shem Sholesh. We have machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim Rabbi Gamaliel. Rabbi Eliezer holds B'shach B'chah just means Tchilas Man Shechiva. The Chachamim Rabbi Gamaliel, they both hold B'shach B'chah means Kol's Meshach Man Shechiva. B'meila, when the Gemara paskins that we pass in like a Gamaliel, we just mean klape that nekuda of U'B'shach B'chah. As they said to B'seisif. That without the Rambam, that at the time we paskin like Rav Gamaliel, we're really paskining like the Chachamim. Why? Because in the drasha u'bishach b'cha, we mean to say that b'shach b'cha doesn't mean tchila zman shchiva; it means kol meshach zman shchiva. However, now we have a machlekes between Rav Gamaliel and the Chachamim. Do we have until chatzais al tar chaka or not? So the Gemara says, Yochad Rambam, Lachi Rambam. So memela l'chera klapi the din of har chaka. We still have to say Yachad Rama, Alach Gerabim. In the Uvishach B'cha, we pass in B'shach B'cha like the Rav Gamaliel. So when it says Alach Gamaliel, it just means, but again, so what's the drasha of Uvishach B'cha? Uvishach B'cha means until Seif Hashmur Yishena, or means Adalei Tashachar. So it means Adalei Tashachar, that's how we pass in. But again, to L'maisa, is there our Chokah, is there no our Chokah? Yachad Rama, Alach Gerabim. And Mamela, Chom said there is our Chokah, Mamela, Ram Paskin, there is our Chokah.
Alright, Yachad Rama, like drasha.
What's that?
Why not Yachad Rabbah by the Drasha and then
you're only You could say that, but why should you say that?
I mean, why wouldn't that say for the Gemara to speak out of the will? You still have Yachad Rabbah and the Rabbah.
Why? Because the Rabbah will like a Chachamim. Say it. In a Chanami? Yeah. How are you? You could be Matchen say, for those that say Nechnami, everybody else that doesn't fast that way. Right? Everybody else across the board, basically, passing like a Gamaliel. If that's the case, what do you mean? Yachad Rabbah Malach Gerabim. How come they don't say, Klapi Dar Chokah, that there's a din to be marking the Chatzchilo? So you could say that in a Chanami, that Benegeata, the Har Chokah, there is no din of Yachad Rabbah Malach Gerabim. The Yachad Rabbah Malach Gerabim is in a Drasha. How do we darshan it? Benegeata Har Chokah, Mistaver time of the Rebbe Gamliel. In the Hanami, the Mistaver time of the Rebbe Gamliel. And therefore, we don't go like the Chachamim, Kinegum Gamliel. Like we said before, that the Mistaver is that you shouldn't make such a gzir in such a case. If it's only Benegiah Dar Chaka, there maybe we don't have the klal of Yochan Ram Alach Yeram. That is a shtickle of Benegiah Dar Mashmoyis. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says Benegiah Dar Yochan Ram Alach Yeram, it's all Benegiah Dar Drasha. It's not Benegiah Dar Chaka. Maybe in a Chanami, Benegiah Dar Chaka, the Stakano, Din of Yochan Ram Alach Yeram. So Kumta is that the Rambam understood, no, the Chachil be passing like Rabbi Gamliel. When it says the Halach Rabbi Gamliel, it means Benegiah Dar Drasha. That's what it does with the Gemara, which is Shver. What's the plan of the Rambam? Yochan Ram Alach Yeram. Rabbeinu Yehuda learned not that way. Rabbeinu Yehuda learned that in the Hanami, we passing like Rabbi Gamliel, and the Chachamim hold like Rabbi Gamliel. Aye, the Chachamim holds with the Yevon after Chatzos, you can't be Yaitse. That's only if it's not an Einus. If it is an Einus, then you have until Aleis HaShachar. The question is, if you're talking an Einus, then you don't have just Aleis HaShachar. Why did Rabbi Gamliel say, Yim Loi Olam Unashachar, Chayvo Talikrois? If you're an Einus, you have even until Neitz HaChama. Where do we see that? Because there's two Lashainis in the Gemara. The Gemara says, when it gets the same to my Kriya Shema, the Gemara brings down two Lashanis and Chesem and Abayis Tetzam and Aleph. The first Lashan is, B'shem B'shem B'yachoy, that Kolim Shadam Kari Kriya Shema Pamayim Balaylo, V'yaytse Echem Shalaylo V'echad Shoyim. A person can be Kari twice at night, and V'yaytse once Kriya Shema Shal Shachas and once Kriya Shema Shal Arvitz. When is that? He lays Kriya Shema Shal Arvitz right before Leis HaShachar, Kriya Shema Shal Shachas after Leis HaShachar. Shteta says, means after Mishiyakir. Says B'shem B'yachoy, Mishim Rebbe Akiva, in the second Lashan, how is that? Once before Neis Nechama, he lays Kriya Shema Shel Arvitz before Neis Nechama, Kriya Shema Shel Shachris after Neis Nechama. And he can be Yaitse both of them. Now, Lechera, the two Lashonis are Estir Minei Ubei, one to the next. First of all, according to the first Lashon, you're only allowed to lay in Kriya Shema Shel Arvitz up until Aleis HaShachar. After Aleis HaShachar, you're not allowed to lay in Kriya Shema Shel Arvitz. According to the second Lashon, you're allowed to lay in Kriya Shema Shel Arvitz up until Neitz HaChama. According to the first Lashon, you're not allowed to lay in Kriya Shema, you're allowed to lay in Kriya Shema Shel Shachris after Aleis HaShachar. And according to the second Lashon, you're only allowed to lay in it after Neitz HaChama. L'chur is near Minei Ubei. What's the problem? The problem is that the Rif passes not that way. Ve'ochsak kula hani shmaitzus, says the Rif. We pass in like all the shmaitzus. V'kendal zayin, says near Minei Ubei. Prekta Balamar, v'arav zika shtar le'beitrei. You bring Mizak at the start to both of them. You're passing also like Beisham, also like Beisilla. What's going on over here? Chert, it's Nirim Bnei Obey. But Pashas, you could say, it's not a Nirim Mishim Bar Yechoy. Once a Mishim Bar Yechoy, once a Mishim Bar Yechoy, Mishim Bar Yechoy. You could say that, like the Ramban speaks out, Kalach Yan. But from, says the Rishonim, from the fact that the Gemara doesn't answer that, that one is a Mishim Bar Yechoy, once a Mishim Bar Yechoy, Mishim Bar Yechoy, why is it not a Nirim? Why is it not a Nirim? Why didn't the Gemara answer that it's a Nirim Bnei Obey? So the Vice says that it's not a Nirim, and both of them are true. Why? Because the halacha of that you're allowed to lay in Kriya Shema after Aleis HaShachar, the Kriya Shema Shel Arvitz after Aleis HaShachar, is dafka b'mokam oynis. That was the ma'isa, the Gemara brings down the ma'isa b'hemshech, that ahu zugi de rabbanan dos lekamei de b'shuva levi, the ishtaka b'ilula, the b'rei de b'shuva levi, vas lekamei de b'shuva levi, b'shuva levi, and they said, can we lay in Kriya Shema? We're ready, it's ready after Chatzos, it's ready after Aleis HaShachar. And b'shuva levi said, kedai u'b'shimen lismech alo b'shat atchak. That b'shas atchak we can follow zechon Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. There's a shaila: did Reb Shimon Bar Yochai say it after b'shas atchak, or Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said it across the board? And we're saying it b'shas atchak. You have to understand. Then you have to understand why it's not a stir Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. You have to say once Reb Kiva. But zichur the way that we paskin is kedai Reb Shimon lismech alav b'shas atchak. B'shas atchak you let be samechon Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and lain Kriya Shema shel Arvitz after Aleis HaShachar. But that's only if you're an Einus. If you're not an Einus, then in a Hanami, your Zman is only until Aleis HaShachar. The same thing is Benegiah to Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, you're not a lane from Neitz HaChama. But if a person is an Einus, that he's going Baderach, he's Yoytel Baderach, he's not going to have the Yechilus to lane it afterwards, then in a Hanami, you're allowed to be Maxim and ready to lane it from Aleis HaShachar. So Kumtais, what's the halacha? Are you allowed to lane Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, Shel Arvitz after Aleis HaShachar? Givensach. If the person's an Einus, yes. If not, no. That's the first lesson. The first lesson holds it. It's talking about you're not an Einus. If you're not an Einus, then only until Leis HaShachar. The second lesson is talking about you are an Einus, then even after Leis HaShachar. Same thing when it gets to Kriya Shema Shel Shachar. If you're an Einus, then that's the first lesson you're allowed already from after Leis HaShachar, Mishayachar, L'chol HaBalas. And if you're not an Einus, then only from Neitz HaChama. In a Hanami, it's not a steer mine ube. Now, just in source of the Shemaitah, what does that mean? It's Zman Shchiva or it's not Zman Shchiva? What does it mean that if you're an Oynis, then you're allowed to lay in Kriya Shema after Oleis HaShachar? You're an Oynis or you're not an Oynis? It's a Zman Shchiva or it's not a Zman Shchiva? So if you look at the Pnei Yeshua is Mechadish, that it's a Din Tashlumin, in a Hanami. The Din of laying in Kriya Shema after Oleis HaShachar is a Din Tashlumin. Be'etzem is not a Zman. It's only a Zman if you pass by. It's like, could you daven Shal Shachas by Mincha? No. But if it's a Zman, if a person didn't, was a Nanas, and he couldn't daven Shachas, then after Mincha, he has a Zman. He's allowed to daven Shachas up until the next Minyan, the next Tfilah, till Marah. So it's over here. Is it a Zman? It's not a Zman. But Tashlumin, it is a Zman. Now the Shaila is, what does that mean? It's a Dindar Raisa, it's a Dindar Abonim, the Raisa is a Din Tashlumin, the Abonim is a Din Tashlumin. There's a Kesef Mishnah in Parak Aleph Yud, he wants to say that Masra Kasav Lechachamim, Zman Shchiva, Masra Kasav Lechachamim. They just said Vishach Bacha. B'mokum Aynes, Chazal said, we'll give you a Vishach Bacha to the time of after Leis HaShachar, because there's still some people sleeping there. Smashma that in Echonami, they were Mayrech the Zman, B'mokum Atzarech. But if that's the case, then you don't have to come on to Din Tashlumin. Pashat, they were Mayrech the Zman. He says, he's Mechazesh, no, it's a Din Tashlumin. It sounds almost that it's a Din Darabanan, a Din Darabanan of Tashlumin after Leis HaShachar. Well, the question is, what does that mean? The whole part, Chazal were great, so that's what we should do. But in Chami, maybe Taka doesn't need the Mashmois is, you could say the Chazal must request the Chachamim to be Mitzaken in Tashlumin, maybe. In Chanami, that's what it means. A little bit of a Chiddush. It would come out if he did that if a Gerish and his Geyer, Balei Sashachar, is there a Chiyuv for him to lay in Kriya Shema or not? According to this, no. The whole din of Din Tashlumin is daft if you were chayy beforehand. The ger wasn't chayy beforehand. The melech doesn't have to lay. Problem is, if you look at the Magen Avraham in Siman Tafresh Beis Zayin, he claims the shayla. Not benegiah to Kriya Shema, he claims benegiah to Megillah. And he says benegiah to Megillah. Kriya Shema is gayer on Purim morning. By Aleis HaShachar. He lays Megillah or not? He says zich or not? He says it's not like Kriya Shema. By Kriya Shema. Why? He says by Kriya Shema, tell you b'shach b'cha. But over here, it's only a Lilo. So it's a catch 22. If you're going to lay in it after Leis HaShachar, come to say that it's Lilo. If it's Lilo, you can be Megayar B'Lilo. So you're not a Ger. What's the guy doing laying Megillah? Elamai, there's no reason to lay it beforehand. To lay the Megillah. However, Kriya Shema is up there, says Megillah, says there are Magen Avraham. And Minchas Chinuch brings this down in Mitzvah Tav Chof of Kriya Shema. He brings down the Magen Avraham. He says that when you get to Kriya Shema, Kriya Shema tells you B'Shach B'Cha. You're right, it's not Laila. It's not Laila anymore. He's allowed to be Megayar. It's still Zman Shchiva. I'm a Meili Shalein Kriya Shema. It's Lehedia that it's not a Din Tashlumin according to the Magen Avraham, the Chol HaPachas Lezino. It would seem like we don't go there as a Din Tashlumin. And for this, you have to say in Chanami that the rest of the Rishenim are maskim to Rabbeinu Yena. Rabbeinu Yena came on with this bomb Chiddush. We thought for the first 2 weeks of the Zman. We thought that Rabbeinu Yena is Mamash Mechadish over here, his Kiyu, Chachamim. We find Gemaras, Benegiah to Lulav, Benegiah to Shofar, Benegiah to all types of things we find Gemaras. We didn't find the Gemara, Benegiah to Kriya Shema, that they're Mafkia, the Mitzvah's Kriya Shema. Comes along Rabbeinu Yena and he says, no, Chazal Mafkia, the Mitzvah's Kriya Shema, that you're not allowed to lay in it, even though it's Zman Shchiva, Mishum Siyog de Mafkia. Chiddush of Rabbeinu Yena. All the Rishenim hold that way. The Rajba and the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yena and everybody else also holds that way. But when it comes to Aleis HaShachar, it's really Zman Shchiva afterwards. However, they were mafkia, the mitzvah, and they said mishum siyog, and they said that in a chanami, after Leis HaShachar, you take out mishum siyog, you can't lay in it. If his person's an oinis, then the same way that oinis, betzem, the Rosh Yeshiva says this, and the Mishnah Berurah passes like this, halacha lemais. Reish lamed hey, at the end of the sermon, Reish lamed hey, Mishnah Berurah speaks this out. He says, if kiu hachachamim mitzvah. He says that the Rabbeinu Yoina understood that they're ready, according to the chachamim, if kiu are ready from chatzais. If the person's an oinis, he even has to after chatzais. However, when again, too, however, when you get to the rest of the Rishonim understood that no, from Chatzais there was no afka. However, when it comes to Leis HaShachar, everybody's masking that there's afka, and unless the person's an oinus, then he's allowed to lay in Kriya Shema. But without that, in a chanami, they're mafkia the mitzvah Kriya Shema afterwards. Fekter Ashbo. If that's the case, that b'mokam oynis, shilat alein after Leis HaShachar. So why did Rabbi Gamliel, the question we asked before and then Rashi, why did Rabbi Gamliel say, im lo yolo mun HaShachar, chayiv mitin likra, inspect the Rashba. What do you mean? If the person was an ayin, inspect the Rosh. So if they were an ayinim, so then they have it until netachama. Says the Rosh and the Rashba, in the Chanami, nimshechu achar amishte, banav shirin gamliel, lo yhoyu shayin gemurim, ela nimshechu achar amishte. And therefore they weren't ayinim and melo, they didn't have till after Alayis HaShachar. All they had was till Alayis HaShachar, not afterwards. That's all fine, lefi the Rashba, the Rosh, but lefi what we just said with Das Rashi, and getting back to the original question, lefi what we just said with Das Rashi, that Rashi holds that they were ayinim, and that's why lefi the Chachamim, they were allowed to read after Chatzayis, they were allowed to learn Kriyashma after Chatzayis, because even though they're mafkia the mitzvah, but makom einis they weren't. So then, why did he say yom le'olah b'neshachar chayvim t'likris? The chur they have up until the chur they have up until netzachamu. So the chur you have to say that there's in a chanami. It depends until when was your einis. An einis which finishes at 3 o'clock in the morning before leis shachar. And in a chanami, your einus is you're not allowed to lane up until netzachama, because you could have lane after your einus was finished. Masha'inkin, if your einus continued to after alayis hashachar in a chanami, then you're allowed to lane kriyashma up until netzachama. Mamila, the banav shem gamliel that came to gamliel, they said, are we allowed to lane kriyashma? The einus was already finished beforehand. They were by chasana. Then they came afterwards. He says, if it was loyal in a shachar, if your einus is already finished beforehand, then if loyal in a shachar, chayvim t'likros. But if your einus in a chanami had to come afterwards, like the case of the Zubi der Rabbanan, in the next case, that they came after Leis HaShachar, their einus was left after Leis HaShachar, in a chanami, K'day Rav Shimon, Leis Rechlov, B'Shas HaTchak. They would be allowed to lay in Kriyashma until Shas HaTchak. Why? Because, like the Gemara says, the Ika Inshi Degonu Ba'ishato, there's still people that are sleeping then, and really this thing is considered as Man Shechivo, and therefore, you're allowed to lay in up until Leis HaChak. The only question is, if it's we're tzaymich up until Alayis HaShachar, because Ika Inshi Degonu Ba'ishata. There are people that are sleeping. It's mashma that the Rav are not sleeping. Ika Degonu Ba'ishata. There's a miyut. If we're going Basar Amiyut, in fact, there's Ashbo, we should go Basar B'nei Malachim. B'nei Malachim are sleeping till when? The B'nei Malachim are sleeping till Gimel Shoyz. You're telling me we go Basar Miyut. Best time, not everybody's sleeping. Ika Degonu Ba'ishata. There are people that are sleeping there. Mamela, we can philosophize on the miyut to say that it's still considered Zman Shechiva up until Netzachama. So once we're philosophizing on the miyut, once we're going, we're lying on the meat, so then we should lie on the meat up until Gimel Shoyz. So we can design that the Zman Shechiva and the Zman Kimo will be the same thing. Give the Chanech. Vesachnis. I don't know what the answer is, but L'chero, lo yimishpata b'chero. Zman Shechiva comes first. Zman Shechiva is considered Zman Shechiva up until Gimel Shoyz. When's Zman Kimo? I don't know. Give another hour. Vesachnis. But L'maisa, L'chero, Zman Shechiva is until, if you're being Semech on the meat, should be Semech on B'nei Malachim. So the truth is that if you look at the Ramban says, the B'nai Malachim are up, they're just not getting out of bed. Sounds right, huh? The Chur, it's a little bit of a chiddush. The Imam is sitting around for hours. Vatsim. That in a Chanami, really, only from Netzachama, they're ready up. At least from Netzachama, because you tell me only until then, they're just not getting up for 3 hours. Azizak to Ramban. The Chur, Lefina Ramban, it's Maturit Mamash Apela, B'maimar Muzgar. Maturit Apela. The Gemara says in Omid Beis, Test Omid Beis, we have a Mishnah. When do you have to finish according to Rebbe Lezer? Ana Netzachamo. Until Netzachamo. So B'nai Malachim never lay in Kriyashma? They never lay in Kriyashma. Pilei Ploim. According to this, in Echanami, they were up. Of course they lay in Kriyashma. They were up, they just didn't get out of bed. They could have lay in Kriyashma. Then you have to know, so why do you give Gimel Shoy? Okay. But it's still considered as the Kima Shabbai. In Echanami, the B'nai Malachim were laying beforehand. According to this. But according to Bishua and Echrami, that they were sleeping, according to the other Shitas that they were sleeping, you have to know what to say. The Rashba says no. The Rashba says, Zecher, B'nai Malachim are sleeping at Gimel Shoyz. So why don't we, Falazach, why don't we rely on the B'nai Malachim and again to Kriyash Mashal Arvis, the Sokatin is Man Shechiva, Deina Ela Miyuta de Miyuta. It's a Miyuta de Miyuta. We don't reckon with a Miyuta de Miyuta. If there's a big portion of Klai Yisrael, it could be 46%, that's also Miyut. It could be 46%, even 25%, even 15%. B'nai Malachim, even though Kol Yisrael B'nai Malachim, some people are machmir for that. Kol Yisrael B'nai Malachim. But when you get to Halacha L'maisa, it's only a miyuta de miyuta, 2%, whatever it is, and therefore we're not going to philosophize on that. Ah, you have a Zephik the Rashba, so then how can we get the Kimo? When you get the Kimo, how can you rely on them? The Chor is only miyuta de miyuta. Here comes along the Rashba, you say, that we have to take with us throughout Hilchos Kriyashma. Look, the Rashba is the chilek between whether you want or not, you want to be Yotzei Shel Arvis, or Shal Shachris. The Kriyashma Shal Arvis, even though it's calling Zman Shechiva, Balamaiso, the Torah wants you to lay in it, Balailo. And the Shkriyas Masal Shachris, even though it's Tzman Kima, the Torah wants you to lay in it, B'yoin. So, Mamela. If you're using, you want to rely on a miyuta de miyuta to lay in the Kriyas Masal Arvis during the day, which is not the normal time they should be laying it, that we're not going to rely on. But if you want to lay in it for Shachris during the day, which is this time, then even a miyuta de miyuta could be same upon. Let's say Zakhtar Rashi. So, feed this, you say, Lachoro, we can answer the original question that we asked on Rashi. Rashi says, and Avdal and Manalef, Ikrim Eliezer, Lame Ikrim Eliezer. If he holds the Kribi Eliezer, then he should say the Kribi Eliezer. And we asked, what do you mean? Why say the Kribi Eliezer? Maybe the Chachamim hold that Zman Tchila Shchiva is still Chatei Chalayla, like Rashi says in Daf Tesa Ben Aleph. Mechatesi that they have to hold the Kribi Eliezer. Maybe that it's not Tzai Fesh Mor Yishena, maybe it's not Chatei. And the answer is, if you look at Rashi, Matzik Tukla Anini Atam, Rashi says, Lame Kribi Eliezer Dam Rsei Fesh Mor Yishena, the Vade Kol Shedaiter Lishan Kvarshocha V'yoshen. What does he mean? What's Rashi being made? Kol Shedaiter Lishan? Why did Rashi bring that in with Paul? Rashi should have said, that's the Zman Shchiva. That's the Tchila Zman Shchiva. Well, Kol Shedaiter Lishan Kvarshocha V'yoshen. It's Mashma. L'chur, it's Mashma. That there is a Daiter Lishan and there's an In Daiter Lishan. There's a Kvutza of people that are not Daiter Lishan. That are not going to sleep. There's a kavua, there are people that they go to sleep every day. You're going to get some time between the beginning of the night and the Sefer Shmur Yishreino. Whether it's 8 o'clock, whether it's 9 o'clock, whether it's 10:30, they're going to sleep. Then there's other people that are staying up. They don't have a kavua, the gizman. Till when do they go to sleep? By Chatzayit they go to sleep. The Melech HaChacham holds zikr that there are people. There's no machlekes. Is there machlekes in Metzius? There's no machlekes in Metzius here. Everybody holds that it's Tchil Zman Shchiva. The question is Tchil Zman Shchiva for who? Rabbi Eliezer holds Rav B'nei Adam, Kol Shaddai Talisha, and the standard person who's going to sleep is already by the Sefer Shmur Yishreino. And the Chachamim say, no, there's a meat that you still for less Chachamim and get to Chatzais. And Mela, practice Gemara. Ik Rabbi Eliezer, Lame Rabbi Eliezer. Why are we going bust to the meat? We should be going bust to the Rav. What do the Chachamim hold Lamaisa? That's what Rashi says on Daf Tes. Here the Gemara is asking a question. On Daf Tes is telling me what Lamaisa they hold. On Lamaisa they hold that in the Chachamim you go bust to the meat. The Gemara Shiloh over here was, why do we go bust to the meat? We should be going, Basa the Rav. And now we can say, that's totally in the Muta the Muta or not. Like we said later on, exactly how much is it considered a Mi'at? Do we falazach? Do we not falazach on it? That was the Gemara Shalom. Do we go Basa or Mi'at? Or do we not go Basa or Mi'at? The last thing to be Maisif, and this will end, is that which we said, that you're allowed a lane, Kriyashma, Shal Arvis. When a person is an Einis, he's allowed a lane, Kriyashma Shal Arvis. After Leis HaShachar, and when he's an earnest to go out, Yitzel Aderech Lailin Kriyash Mas HaShachar before Leis HaShachar, before Netzach Hamah. What happens if he's also an earnest at night and also earnest during the day? Some people go to sleep, they work very long days, they come to sleep, they get back home very late, and they leave very early, gets back late, until he has a Seder. The next thing he knows, it's already after Leis HaShachar, and he's got to get up early, Terech Minyan. What happens? Is he allowed to Lane Kriyashma Shal Arvis and Shal Shachris both between Aleis HaShachar and Netzach Hamah or not? Says the Rosh. Im Irei Oynish Lehoya Yochalikris Balaylo Vegam Tzorach Lahachzik Bederech Vein Yochalikris Bezmanoi. If you have two Einzim, Loim Mistavra Shikra Shal Arvis Shal Shachris Achas Yalim Reshachar Afvish Yochalikris Shal Arvis Levada Achas Yalim Reshachar. Says the Rosh, Clara Verter, the Lechura, you're not allowed to lane both of them. Loim Mistavra. He doesn't exactly say why. Loi mistaver that you should be able to lay in both of them after Aleis HaShachar. L'chor the pashtus is, because it's a tzarit disastri. Either it's a Zman Shchiva or it's a Zman Kima. It's not both of them. Ben HaShmoshis, it's either night or it's day. It's not both. Could be that it is in Allah. But Shchiva or Kima, which one is it? Mamela, if you make it Zman Shchiva, then it's not Zman Kima. If you make it Zman Kima, then it's not Zman Shchiva. You can't lay in both of them. However, Taisus we saw, Taisus Naf Tesamen Aleph, asked the question. Taisus says, we should have said a much bigger Kiddush. Pa'amim that you can lay in Kriyashma twice between Aleis HaShachar and Netzach Hamah. Says Taisus in the second Teretz, which he does not say in the first Taisus. In the second Teretz he says, you're right, in a Chanam we could have said both of them, you could lay in both Shal Shachar and Shal Arvis after Aleis HaShachar before Netzach Hamah. So why did we say once before Netz, once after Netz? If you're Mechadish, you can't lay in Shal Arvis after Netzach Hamah. That was the Kiddush. In fact, Al-Achrim, we should have said the same teretz in the first Gemara, in fact, the Marshal and all the Achrenim. We should have said the same thing in the first Gemara, that we really could only both of them after Alisa Shachar. However, we said one before Alisa and after Alisa, so you can only shall Arvis before Alisa Shachar. Says, come on, all the Achrenim. Mashogit says it was a Zechik. The first Eretz was a Zechik, that's what gave the second Eretz. Say, come on, all the Achrenim, the Mukhei Agriv, the Madani Yomtif, Nachas David, and Oid Kama Achrenim. They say, Rosh Yosef, they say, no, there's only a Havimino over here that I should be able to reign. There was never a Havimino in the first thesis that I'd be able to lane Kriyas Mashal Shachris before Alaysa Shachar that had to come and tell me that I'm not allowed to. Why would I think? No one's getting up then. However, in the second thesis, there would be a Havimino that you'd be able to lane Kriyas Mashal Arvis after Netzachama. Why? Because B'nai Malachim are still sleeping, like we said beforehand. So I would have a Havimino that Zman Chiva continues even after Netzachama because B'nai Malachim are still sleeping. Kamash B'la, no. That since they're only a mute to the muto, or whatever the reason is, Mamele are not allowed to lane Kriyash Mashal Arvis. But in a Chanami, La Lochas Mavur from Taisris, there's no problem to lane Arvis and Shachris between Alais and Nate. I Tarti Dusasri. The truth is, we look at the Rashba. The Rashba says, it's a Zman Shchiva Vikima Muravim Zebuzim. It's both. People are sleeping and people are getting up. Mamele is both. Mamele what? What does he mean to say? It means to say, L'chorro, then it's not a stira. It could also be this and also be that. Why can't it be? And more than that. Why does it have to be a stira b'chlal? Why can't it be that you lay in Kriyashma and now it's man shchivo? And afterwards I lay in Kriyashma shal shachris and now it's man kimo? At some point it's got to change. When's that point that it's got to change? So you can't say, if you made it ready night, if you want to tell me that you lay in Kriyashma shal shachris first and you made it man kimo, then das versteich. You can't lay in Kriyashma shal arvis. You had to make it day, you can't make it night. But if you lay in Kriyashma shal arvis first, and then in Kriyas Mashal Shachris, so what's the stira? Does B'chlal not stira v'nei obey? B'chlal occur shouldn't be, what should be the problem? So if you look at the Ramban and the Mohammeds, he's Marich. A lot of the Ramban has to do with the next Gemara, also in the Aftes, but he says, Ha'ikir nearly, shalai yitir lei chachomim she'ikir Kriyas Mashal Arvis, b'basach hazu achazu. He says nearly that they didn't master you to lay in Kriyas Mashal one after the next. Elim kein heinet zachama b'in time, oi olam u'da shachar. He says that lo yitiru chachamim. It's mefurish. It's only in the rabbanon in a chanami. Midaraisa ken zayin zman shchiva zman kimyo muravim zevazeh. And you tackle in both of them. However, lo yitiru lo chachamim. Why not? Elim kein hine tzachamo yolol munashachar. What's the pshat? What's the difference? L'choro, this is the yisari that we said beforehand. Maybe the rabban is like to the rabban that holds that it's two different mitzvahs. Maybe even more so. Namuchach. However, the L'chor is the Yisrael that we said before with the Rashba, that even though the Torah told you, B'shach b'chov kumecha, M'ratil in Zman Shechiva and Zman Kimo, and now we have a time which is also Zman Shechiva and Zman Kimo, L'maisa, the Zman Shechiva was out Laila, and the Zman Kimo was out Yoim. M'meila, there has to be something that's mafsik in between the Laila and the Yoim, between the two different Kriyashmas. L'maisa, she'yitiru chachom zecha zecha, zaldin in lo'yitiru chachom, it has to be a Laila and a Yoim. M'meila, either it's got to be Netzachamo, or it's got to be a Leisa Shachar. Once you have that, then you have one Shalayla and one Shal Yim.